you for calling Classy Video Membership. This is Ann. How can I help you?
Hi, Ann. My name is Sherry Escobar, and I've been a Craftsy and then Blueprint and then Craftsy member for quite a while. And when it was Blueprint, there was a number, I bought a number of individual Forever classes, and I downloaded them to my iPad so that I can view them offline, because I'm frequently offline where I don't have access to Wi-Fi. And I went to do that the other day through my Blueprint app, and it came back with not being able to connect to the host server or whatever. So I'm not able to access the classes that I downloaded to my own device.
Blueprint was purchased by Craftsy in September last year. So I would think that's why your Blueprint app's not working and the Craftsy app is not up and running yet.
Okay. Well, it worked through the fall. You know, I realized that, you know, Blueprint had been bought because I had some concerns and talked to customer service at that time. But my Blueprint was working, you know, I don't know when it stopped, but when I went, you know, like I said, a couple of days ago to go review a class for a project I'm working on, I couldn't access the class that was downloaded. Now, obviously, if I'm in Wi-Fi, I can access it through the Craftsy website and stream it, but that's oftentimes very inconvenient for me. Now, I see on the website, and I've seen it on the website for a good number of months that they're working on it, but I'd like to have some idea of when this might be completed.
Well, why don't you give me your email address? Let me look up your account and see what I can find out for you.
It is C like cat, E like elephant, S like Sam, C like cat, O like, I don't know what's an
Oscar.
O word. Oscar, there you go. B like boy, A like apple, R like radio, the number 1@cox.net.
Thanks. One moment. And Ms. Escobar, could you just verify your address for me?
It's 13730 East Laurel Lane, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85259.
Thanks so much. And I actually show you with an active premium membership that's due to expire on March 18, 2021.
Correct.
Okay. Just to be sure we're at the same thing.
Yeah. And you know, to be honest with you, I feel sort of cheated that I'm not able to download, because that was a big part of my being part of Blueprint. Was the being able to take classes offline and go to the park and, you know, work on a class and a tutorial and things like that. And, you know, if Craftsy doesn't come up with something, I'm not sure I'm going to continue.
Right. So you are trying to download your classes that you already had on here to your iPad. It says... Did you get an email from us today?
No. I looked for it, but let me look, not right now, but I can look on my phone here in just a second.
It actually says that we sent you one, and it says...
No, I don't see it. It would
sent
the
email regarding the app. So let me...
Here. No, I have a Craftsy 65% off starts today. But I didn't receive an answer to my question. That's why I called.
It looks like that they answered you. I'm trying to see what they told you or what they said they told you. I apologize.
Change my password, because when I logged on to the site, they said that there had been a data leak. So I changed my password this morning to, something a little bit more complex. Did you have a data leak?
Not that I heard, for sure.
Oh,
so.
That's what it said when I tried to log in.
Okay. So, this is what it says.
Okay.
In order to get the downloads to your iPhone/iPad, you would need to add the files to your iTunes library on your computer.
Okay. But when I go to your Craftsy website,
that doesn't work. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, because there's no download.
Right.
There's no download arrow on any of the classes. So now I have downloaded classes on my iPad, but I can't access them because I always access them through the Blueprint app.
Right.
So
you're actually, you're actually calling about classes you've already downloaded that you now cannot access. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
I know they're on my iPad because they take up a great deal of room and I don't have anything else stored on my iPad and my iPad storage is still really high. So I know they're on there. But I don't know how to get to them.
Okay. So I just sent a message over to the supervisor because my understanding is you cannot, the downloads are not available.
Right now.
But
so if I go and download them, a different class, now there's no, because I've looked.
Right.
There's no download arrow to do it. Otherwise, I'd delete all the, you know, the classes that I currently have in my iPad and re-download them. But, you know, there's no way to download them, so I'd like to know if there's a way to kind of transfer. I don't know how to do this.
So this is the question I asked the supervisor. The customer downloaded classes from Blueprint, but now cannot access those particular downloads. Is there any way for her to do this? That's the right question, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, if there was a way.
I don't think there is a way, but.
No, I don't either. That's my concern.
But
I mean,
you should be able to view those classes. You can view them, right?
Oh, yeah. I can do that if I'm in Wi-Fi.
Right.
But my problem is I'm often not, I'm in situations where I'm not in Wi-Fi. And
right.
I want to be able to use my classes as I have in the past. And now I can't access the ones stored on my iPad.
Right.
So, you know, they may not be able to help me. Maybe there's no way to deal with this technological challenge. But I also want to know when, you know, because they've been promising, you know, a Craftsy app and the ability to download for a number of months now. Is this something they keep placating people with and they're not doing anything to get it resolved?
Oh, no, they're always working on all of that. Actually, we just like last week got on Roku TV, so they're working diligently all the time to get everything up
yeah,
and running.
Again, that's only streaming, right?
Correct. That is.
Yeah. See, that doesn't help me.
I understand.
And you know, and I have a lot of classes. I've got like 42. That I've bought over the years. And so I really
right,
feel
I understand,
badly.
Yeah.
You know, and then I worry if they're only going to be a streaming service, what happens if they go out of business? you know, at least now I do have the ability to stream in if I'm in Wi-Fi. Well, what happens if they go under? Then I've lost all my investment.
Well, hopefully we're not going to go out of business.
Well, I didn't think Blueprint was going to go out of business either.
Understood. Again, I asked a different supervisor, but I just haven't, and I do apologize, been able to receive a response yet.
Yeah, I'm surprised that
I don't think there's a
talking about.
Yeah, it says that an email was sent to you today. But I'm sure it has to do, you know what I read you.
Correct.
Which, you know, I didn't like totally understand myself, so I'm not real familiar with downloads and iPads and all that, but that's what it said. That's what the email was sent to you.
Could you have them resend that email and also answer these questions that I have about how do I access already downloaded classes on my iPad that were under the Blueprint app?
Do you want to speak to a supervisor about this? I can't ask them to resend that email.
Oh, you can't.
Because we don't have a way to do that.
Okay.
I can send you an email that I have that has the iPad instructions, though. I can definitely do that.
Okay, please.
Let me get this right to you now. Go here. It has several different things, including the iPad. You know, it has if somebody's on a Mac,
right,
too. So you would just look at what applies,
right,
to you.
Right. They're all fairly much the same.
Okay. So I just sent that to you. So you should have that shortly. That is the email that I actually have.
Okay. And so the question that you sent to the supervisors about being able to access the already downloaded classes, will they be sending me a response to that via email?
They haven't responded to me yet, so they probably would not. No. What you could do is once you get my email, if that isn't sufficient to assist you with what you need, reply to my email asking all the questions that you need to have asked, and then they should get that email and respond to it.
Okay, and then respond to me that way. Okay,
correct.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for that help.
You're certainly welcome. You have a good day, Ms. Escobar.
You
and
too.
Thanks for calling Crafty Video Membership. Bye now.